Kids across the country will be heading off to school this week, if they aren't already back in the classroom, that is. For some, that first day is full of excitement. For many others, it can evoke terrible anxiety. Erica Lance from WBUR brings us a story of a boy who dreaded returning to school and a biker who helped change that.
Oh, to describe it. Have you ever jumped out of a plane?
Brett Moorfield doesn't jump out of planes, but he does love the open road.
It's just free. The closest you can get to flying.
Moorfield works at a motorcycle shop in Auburn, a town in northeast Indiana, and he rides his bike every day.
You got the wind in your face, the sun beating down on you. Look behind you in your mirror and see hundreds of bikes just rolling over a little hill. I forget my worries. Just look out and it's wind therapy.
When he's not riding, Moorfield spends a lot of time helping others. Every Christmas he collects money and buys presents for families who can't afford them. That's how he met Tammy Mick. Mick has three kids, and as she talked to Moorfield at the motorcycle shop about Christmas, she told him about one of them in particular, her youngest, Phil, who was 10 at the time. One day, she said, when Phil came home from school, she noticed he was holding his hand to his head.
He was hiding his forehead, and I went to move his hand to see what was wrong, and I found it.
A goose egg on my head.
I was fire engine mad. I asked him what happened, and he finally broke down and told me.
Phil told his mom that a boy at school slammed his head into a wall, and it wasn't the first time he'd gotten picked on. His mother didn't know it, but kids had been bullying Phil for years. They'd kick him, hit him, make fun of his clothes, and taunt him for being overweight.
It felt like I was underground and getting caved in.
Phil had lots of dreams, dark dreams that brought his mom running to his bed to see what was wrong. In his dreams, bullies beat him. Then one night, he dreamt something even worse.
I had one dream about that I actually killed myself. It came to a point where I just didn't want to live anymore.
When his mom heard about that dream, she says it was like someone had driven a knife through her. So when she met Moorfield, she told him how helpless she felt, and he could relate.
I grew up poor. Other traumatic events in my life as a child that just very painful childhood.
Mick told him that Phil was starting middle school this fall, and Moorfield decided the boy needed a fresh start. So he made a plan. First, he took Phil shopping for school supplies and clothes and took him to dinner.
He goes, "Me and Brent did this and that, Mom," and he just was all smiles.
But that was just part one of Moorfield's plan. He posted a call out on Facebook to the motorcycle community. At 6 a.m. a few days later, Brent and 50 other bikers met Phil and his family at a local restaurant. They came to escort Phil to the first day of school.
Big long row of motorcycles. The sun was coming out. People on Facebook that knew what we were doing that day were driving by and honking their horn and waving.
Phil was nervous about getting on the bike. He's like, "Mom, I don't think I can do this." I said, "Yes, you can." I said, "You can do this."
Phil got on the back of one of the motorcycles, and all 50 of them started riding, with Phil at the front of the pack.
He's just totally full of confidence and glowing.
When I was on the bike, I felt like I was God's son, full of joy and all that. It felt like a million bucks.
They dropped him off at the front door, with the principal there to greet him. Phil's been in middle school a few weeks now. His mom says he loves it, and Moorfield checks in every other day to see how they're all doing.
I hope he's in our life forever because he's family.
Phil's dreaming again. A different dream, though. The first time, it started scary.
I was having a nightmare.
But the nightmare changed, and a unicorn appeared. Then Phil was on the unicorn's back, flying. He said riding the unicorn was like riding with Moorfield and the bikers.
It felt like the same thing, and the unicorns talked. It was like God gave the unicorn powers to talk to me and make me feel like I belonged in this world.
The unicorn told Phil not to give up, because everything would be okay.
And it actually came true.
Decades after his own traumatic childhood, Warfield gives other kids what he never had, deep support and a community of mentors.
If you see a kid getting picked on or bullied, step in. Everybody can help in one way or another.
Motorcycles drive the road near Phil's house all the time. And every time Phil hears the sound of those engines, he smiles, he says, and knows he's not alone. His bikers have his back. For Here and Now, I'm Erica Lance.
And Erica's story comes to us from Kind World, a podcast produced by WBUR Boston. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Robin and Jeremy return to grace your airwaves tomorrow. This is Here and Now.